This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned sine die today. The budget session of Parliament began on the 22nd of last month and it was due to conclude on Monday. Speaker Om Birla today said 15 meetings were held in this session, which lasted for 115 hours. He said Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget 2024-25 on the 23rd of July, which was discussed by the House for 27 hours and 19 minutes. He said 12 government bills were introduced during the session, of which 4 were passed by the Lok Sabha. The Speaker said Lok Sabha witnessed 136% productivity during the session. The Finance Bill, the Appropriation Bill, the Jammu and Kashmir Appropriation Bill and the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak were passed in the lower house. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said around 22 hours discussions were held on Union Budget in the upper house. He said the house sat for 90 hours during the session. He said he is looking forward with hope, expectation and confidence that the next session would be rewarding for every member of the house and for the benefit of the entire nation. In the Rajya Sabha today, the Treasury bench brought a motion of censure against opposition Samajwadi Party member Jaya Bachchan over alleged unparliamentary remark about the chairman of the upper house, Jagdeep Dhankar. Leader of the House and Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda moved the motion of censure against the conduct of the opposition member in the upper house. He said that the comments from the opposition were unparliamentary and highly objectionable. The Supreme Court today granted bail to former Delhi Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia in cases registered against him by the ED and CBI in connection with the now-scrapped Delhi excise policy. The bench of Justices B.R. Gawai and K.V. Vishwanath allowed the bail applications filed by Sisodia in both the CBI and the ED cases. The Supreme Court today rejected a plea to delay the 2024 NEET PG exam scheduled for August 11th. The court said it will be unjust to risk the future of 2 lakh students while rejecting a petition that argued the assigned exam sites were too inconvenient for some candidates. Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, along with Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, stated that as a matter of principle, the court will not reschedule the exam and cannot put the careers of so many candidates in jeopardy. The central government has constituted a committee to monitor the current situation on the Indo-Bangladesh border. The committee will maintain communication channels with the counterpart authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety of Indian nationals and people belonging to minority communities in Bangladesh. The committee will be headed by the ADG of the Border Security Force, BSF Eastern Command, and will include the IG of BSF Frontier Headquarters, South Bengal, the IG of BSF Frontier Headquarters, Tripura, the member of the Planning and Development from the Land Ports Authority of India, LPAI, and the Secretary of LPAI as its members. Air India suspended flight operations to and from Tel Aviv, Israel, with immediate effect until further notice, in view of the current situation in parts of West Asia. In a social media post, Air India said that it is continuously monitoring the situation and for the safety of passengers and crew has suspended its operations. President Draupadi Murmu has embarked on a state visit to Timor-Leste after a successful two-day visit to New Zealand. President Murmu will reach Dili, capital of Timor-Leste, tomorrow morning. She will hold bilateral meetings with the President and the Prime Minister of Timor-Leste. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to the Maldives beginning today. The visit aims to strengthen the close partnership between the two countries and explore new opportunities to enhance the bilateral relationship further. At the Paris Olympics 2024, Indian grappler Aman Shehrawat will be eyeing an Olympic podium finish when he takes to the mat in the men's 57-kilogram freestyle wrestling event at the Champ de Mars Arena today. Aman will be looking for India's first Paris 2024 Olympics medal in wrestling when he takes on Darian Cruz of Puerto Rico in a bronze medal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.